In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and God was the Word. The message you're about to listen to is from Mercy Throne Missions, Elisha, Osun State. We believe that God is going to impact, enlarge, and give you directions for God's purpose to fulfill in your life through the teachings of God's anointed servant, Apostle Ezekiel Adenipekun. God bless you as you listen.
Let me have it. For everything I need is in you. If it's not in your presence, if it's not by your hand, if it's not by your spirit, don't let me have it. Don't let me have it. For everything I need is in you. Everything, everything, Lord, you are everything. To me, everything, Lord, you are everything to me. Father, tonight we acknowledge you are everything to us. We're trusting in you that there's no life elsewhere than in your presence. We thank you for your presence in our midst even tonight. We thank you because you will heal the sick, you deliver the captives, you restore the brokenhearted. And your word will come expressly. Amen. To be a blessing to our lives. Amen. We rebuke every spirit of distraction.
Amen.
We come against every spiritual arm robbers.
Amen.
Our blessings are secure even tonight.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Can we say louder, amen?
Amen.
Celebrate the Lord Jesus and have your seat. God bless you. Is that the best you can celebrate Jesus? Good evening, church. I'm so delighted tonight because I know the Lord is going to be doing a whole lot of things here. And I'm praying for you right now. I don't know the name of your problem, but one thing I'm sure is this: you will not take them back. There is a name that is above every other name. So as long as your problem has a name, there is a name that is above every other name. And so therefore I declare to you, in that name that is above every name that your problem may have, the Lord will grant you testimony. In the name of Jesus. If it is my name, it may disappoint you. If it is the name of your father, you may be disappointed. Your friends can betray you. But the Bible says, whatever you ask in my name, whatever. It means whatever problem, whatever solution, as long as it came with a name, There is a name that is given from on high. A name that has been tested and trusted for the past 2,000 years. I decree by that name, today shall mark the end of your struggle in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Can you welcome somebody beside you with a smile? I hope you are not feeling too much cold from the weather. I pray the Lord, God Almighty, will reward our sacrifice in His presence in Jesus' name. How many of us are ready for the word of the Lord tonight? If you are ready, say, I'm ready. Say it louder. Okay, so let's jump into the business of the day. 1 Peter chapter 2 from verse 9 through
10.
Father, we pray for everyone who is going to be working with me at this time for grace upon them.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We rebuke the spirit of distraction.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
But ye are chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, the people of God, which have not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. May the Lord bless the reading of that word in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Help me with a better amen. So last week we are able to look into the scope of our study for this season again. And we established part 3 of the sermon, Christian Realities. And then we were able to make a very critical point last week that the purpose of we bearing that name being Christian is to be a representative, an ambassador, a mouthpiece of Jesus and His kingdom by showing forth His praises, and that praises can only come forth through light. If it comes as a praise from darkness, it is not acceptable. So the only qualification to show forth the praises of Him who has called us to be Christian is to shine in light. We are not qualified to shine, to show forth that praise, if we are not in the standpoint of light. That's what I said. You can't be in the dark to show forth His praise.
Oh, lewa ninu ogugu lati fi yin re han.
And then this is telling us, number one, the light there symbolizes people who have left sin and have come into the holy living. You know, I told you also that God's nature is love, but God's character is holiness. Now, if you are going to show forth God's character or His nature in the dark, you have no right to do that. But when you come into light, who have left sin to light, then you can show forth His praise accordingly.
Ti o ba iwa ninu okoko o le fi o imole Olorun han nitori pe a ko fi fun won lati se be.
Again,
bakan na,
the light symbolizes the knowledge.
He
are the light of the world. A city that is set upon the hill cannot be hidden. Let your light so shine among men that they may glorify your Father who is in heaven. So the light there is not halogen light, it's knowledge. The knowledge of God that has been acquired, being expressed through our life for men to recognize who God is. So if you don't know God yourself, you are not qualified to talk about God. So don't come out and tell us you are a Christian just because you are born again. You need a knowledge of who God is before you can talk about Him.
Please,
are we clear now? Do you understand me? Can I proceed? You are not responding. There is the darkness of sin. There is the darkness of ignorance. So we must cross into this border of whatever darkness represents. We are not interested. What we are interested in is light. And I'm saying that what this depicts, number one, is we have been purged out of the knowledge of sin into the knowledge of God. So we are no longer ignorant of who we are serving. We are serving the Lord with accurate knowledge of who God is. And you know the importance of this is this. You can leave the darkness of sin and yet you are still in the darkness of knowledge. And so the Bible says, these people, they are my people. I know them. They are not sinners. The only problem is they are still in the darkness of lack of knowledge. So therefore, they perish. My people, who are called by my name, they perish for lack of knowledge. I don't think he called us to perish. He called us to live. John chapter 10 verse 10 said, the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill and to destroy. He said, but I came that ye may have light. You may have life, that you may have it more abundantly. So anytime the word perish comes into God's people, it's a sign that God's people have ignored the relevance of the light that will transform them totally into a man qualified to represent God in any space, any time, and in any place. There are so many issues of life that will confront you that you want to confront by prayer. And then, when you speak out of passion or emotion, the situation stare at you, at your face, and say, who do you say you are? Because we check the record in the spirit. You are not in the light. Therefore, you have no power. Darkness does not cast away darkness. You need to be a light before you can rebuke me.
It
takes light to conquer darkness. Several prayers in the church. Prayer without knowledge. And so the church believers who love the Lord, who are, you know, they want to serve God, they want everything good and all the promises in the scripture, They heard that God can prosper people, but they have not known him as Jehovah Jireh. They heard that God is Jehovah El Gabon, the warrior, the battle God. They know, they heard that God is the is Jehovah Shalom, is the God of peace, but they never experienced it because they heard about it. They themselves have not come in contact with the God who bears those names.
Àwọn ènìyàn wà nínú ìjọ náà jáfáfá tó fẹ́ ṣe ọlọ́run tọkàntọkàn. Wọ́n gbọ́ pé ọlọ́run gba nílà òun wo nísàn ó tú ni sílẹ̀, ṣùgbọ́n àwọn kan fúnra wọn wọn kò tí ì mọ ọlọ́run.
So when you meet a prayer warrior,
nígbà tí o bá bá àfàdúrà jà,
the first sign we see in today's church,
ohun kan àkọ́kọ́ tá a rí nínú ìjọ tòní,
is that they have ulcer.
Òun náà ni wípé wọ́n á ní ọgbẹ́ inú.
Ulcer from fasting.
Ọgbẹ́ inú láti pàṣẹ.
Over a breakthrough that knowledge will have saved them from.
Nítorí pé wọ́n wá àlùyọ tí òye àti ìmọ̀ tí ò bá ti fún fífún wọn.
How much of that fasting has changed our life now?
Àwẹ̀ mélòó ló wá ti wá yí ayé rẹ padà báyìí?
Praying from the standpoint of darkness, your life cannot show forth his praise. No, it doesn't matter how many fasting you fast. If you are praying from the standpoint of ignorance, your prayer is hung in the realm of the heavenlies because it has no power to penetrate into the presence and the throne of God.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí ẹni tí ò ní ìmọ̀, àdúrà wa kò lè gbà nítorí pé a dúró ni, nítorí pé kò lè lùjá sí ọ̀dọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
So God was particular on this subject matter that my people get knowledge, because it's an advantage for you as far as cosmos is concerned.
Ìdí nìyí tí Ọlọ́run fi ń kàn pa fún wa tó ń ké kíkan pé ẹ̀yin ènìyàn mi, ẹ ní ìmọ̀, nítorí pé yóò jẹ́ àǹfààní fún ọ lórí ilẹ̀ ayé.
Crying doesn't change God from the standpoint of ignorance.
Ìgbé kíké kò yí Ọlọ́run padà nígbà tó bá wà nínú
òkú. You know how many times you have cried?
Yóò máa di ayé ìgbà tó ti.
And yet God is still looking at you as if he's not listening.
Tí Ọlọ́run á máa wọ̀ gẹ́gẹ́ bí ẹni tí ò dá Ọlọ́run.
Am I communicating here? If you are the Son of God, command this stone to turn to bread. Jesus said, should I speak like an ignorant, or I should tell him that man shall not live by bread alone?
Nígbà tá a sọ fún Jésù pé tí wọ́n bá Ọlọ́run sọ àwọn òkúta yìí dàgbàrá, ó wá wò nínú ọkàn rẹ̀ pé àṣé kóun wá sọ bẹ́ẹ̀ ni gẹ́gẹ́ bí ẹni tí ò ní ìmọ̀, ó ní rárá o, nítorí pé kò wà nípa ti àkàrà nìkan.
Why don't you bow down before me so that I can give you all this glory? Jesus went back into the bank of knowledge. He drew from the light he has, because he is dealing with darkness. Darkness was interrogating him to cast him into a perpetual darkness. Oh no, he said, no, I have a light. The Bible says, from the bank of knowledge, thou shalt bow only to God Almighty.
Pé wọ́n sọ fún èyí tó sọ fún pé tí ìwọ̀n bá jẹ́ ọmọ Ọlọ́run foríbalẹ̀ fún mi. Jésù wá wọ ó wá wọnú òṣùwọ̀n ìmọ̀ àti ìmọ́lẹ̀ lọ, ó wá fi kojú òkùnkùn.
You can't fight the devil with prayer.
O lè bá èṣù jà pẹ̀lú àdúrà.
The devil is not afraid of your fasting.
Èṣù tiẹ̀ ní àwẹ̀ gbígbà rẹ.
Jesus fasted 40 days and 40 nights.
Jésù gba àwẹ̀ ogójì ọ̀sán àti ogójì.
The first August visitor that came to him was the devil.
Àlejò àkọ́kọ́ tí Jésù kọ́kọ́ gbà, òun náà ni èṣù.
Tell me what 40 days dry fasting. I thought anointing should be flowing all over his body.
Biribiri ológójì ọjọ́ ó yẹ kí ìfàmìròrè hàn kó máa sàn ní gbogbo ara Jésù.
You know what shook me most?
Ǹjẹ́ mo ohun tí ó yà mí lẹ́nu?
The Bible says,
Bíbélì sọ wípé,
the devil took him.
Pé èṣù ó wá gbé lọ.
What are you talking about?
Kí ló ń sọ
yìí? A man who finished 40 days fasting, the devil took him. Devil took him. He was not afraid of the prayer. He was not afraid of the fasting. The anointing is not enough. He took him. Your Jesus, the one you are following, devil took him. Who do you think you are?
Daniel.
You don't fight a man with such knowledge with ignorance. Devil was quoting the word for the word.
Jesus. Open see. Ká ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run ó ń gé ó ń sọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run fún ẹni tó jẹ́ ohun ọ̀rọ̀ tìkára rẹ̀.
You know, they said, this guy, Daniel, what shall we do?
Daniel,
we have done sorcery, we cast spell, we curse him, nothing is changing. This guy keep waxing strong. Okay, let us touch him by his God. So the devil want to catch God by God. My God. The devil want to catch God. Conquer God by God. There's a place I am longing for. Oh, this death that I have found, but it keeps me yearning for more. There is a depth I am longing for. Oh, this depth that I have found, but it keeps me yearning for more. How do we survive this journey?
Bawla shele dula
with ignorance.
Ninu irin ajo yi pelu ailoye.
And he will fight you.
Yosi dojuko.
If he's not already fighting you.
To ba je pe ko ti e ti ma dojuko bayi.
Jesus was fair. Jesus was so fair in his explanation.
Jesus o yona na alaye na.
He said in this world.
O ni pe ninu ile aye
you will face it.
Ani eyin o koju ibon.
You will face it. It will stare at your face. You will have no option. So if you are not fighting a battle right now, the battle is coming. Anyway, so we need the light called knowledge. We need that light called knowledge. So that when the adversary approach us, we have something to discuss with him. Let me see. Can we find a scripture, Isaiah 55:11? What's happening here?
Isaiah 55:11.
Lord, help us today. We have so much to handle. So much
to do.
Shadikara bahadi musiba. Do we have it? Isaiah 55. Can we check verse 11? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Ekesi brada katama sizi. Thank you, Lord. Okay. So he said, so shall my word that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing without I sent it.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni ọ̀rọ̀ mi tí ó ti ẹnu mi jáde yóò rí kì yóò padà sọ́tọ̀ mi ló fo ṣùgbọ́n yóò ṣe èyí tí ó wù mí yóò sì máa ṣe rere nínú ohun tí mo rán.
He said, I will observe my word to bring it to pass. It is your word.
Si ọ̀rọ̀ mi láti mú wá sí ìmúṣẹ.
Not your word.
Ó ń ṣe ọ̀rọ̀ tirẹ̀.
He's interested in his word.
Ọ̀rọ̀ tirẹ̀ ni ó wù ú.
He will observe his word.
Yo kiesi ororo re.
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3.
Peteru keji.
He said, God has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge. Through the knowledge. Through the knowledge of Him. Okay, so let's move on tonight. We are looking into part 4 of the message tonight, Christian realities. So we go back to 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9. 1 Peter 2:9. A critical understanding of intention and purpose must need to be considered on such an honorable declaration and decoration confirmed in a people. I'll come again. Please pay attention. A critical understanding of intention or purpose must need to be considered on such honorable declaration and decoration of a people. To a people, God said, ye are a chosen generation. What a declaration! Ye are a royal priesthood. Ye are a holy nation. Ye are a peculiar people. Please, I need you to buckle and shun distraction this night. And I don't want to hear any sound. Please. That is not right. An understanding of intention is required now, sir.
Oye ipinu Olorun o ni anilo lowo lowo yi.
A peculiar people.
Eniyan oto.
Why will God make such a honorable excellence? And I love English for that. I love the word for that. Why will God look at a group of people and call them peculiar?
Kini di ti Olorun yo fi wo awon eniyan kan sun ti o pe won ni eniyan oto.
We need to understand that purpose.
Oye.
God is deliberate in everything He does. If He declares us a peculiar people, then we are peculiar. He doesn't lie. He's not a man. Do you know God does not joke? If God said it is well with you, He meant it. If God said I will destroy you, He's not joking. If God said I will bless you, He has concluded that He will bless you. If He said you are peculiar, then you are peculiar. Somebody say, I am peculiar.
I am Mojenio Oto.
Nigeria cannot define my identity.
Orilede Nigeria ko le so nti won.
My manufacturer said I am peculiar.
And ti o da mi so wi pe Mojenio Oto.
You can remove the name on the keyboard and remove the sticker that came from the manufacturer. He called it Yamaha. You can call your own Knox. Or motive, whatever you call it, you are doing it on your own. The manufacturer said this keyboard is called Yamaha.
Ẹni tí ó dá nǹkan sọ pé ohun tí a máa pè é ní ìwọ ó bá wọ pẹ̀lú orúkọ mìíràn ṣùgbọ́n ẹni tó dá sọ pé ohun tí yóò máa jẹ́ ni.
Don't be confused with the name people call me around. The manufacturer of this guy you see here said I am peculiar.
Kò sí nǹkan tó kọ pẹ̀lú orúkọ táwọn èèyàn ń pè mí ṣùgbọ́n ẹni tí ó dá mi títí èmi tí ẹ̀ ń wò yìí ó sọ wípé mo jẹ́ ènìyàn ọ̀tọ̀.
Your bank account can call you anything.
Àpòyíṣọ́ rẹ lè pè ọ́ ní ohun tó bá wù kó jẹ́.
But your manufacturer
ṣùgbọ́n ẹni tó dá ọ
say you are peculiar.
Ó ní ènìyàn ọ̀tọ̀ ni ọ́.
Please everybody work with me today, please.
Mo fẹ́ kí ẹ máa
fi. I know God wants to do something but I'm seeing again the devil at work.
Mo rí pé èṣù fẹ́ gbé àrékérekè dìde.
The manufacturer.
Ẹni tí ó dá.
The owner.
Olùdá.
The maker.
Olùṣe.
He are a peculiar people.
Ó ní ẹ̀yìn jẹ́ ènìyàn ọ̀tọ̀.
The one who calls you that does not lie.
Ẹni tó pè ọ ní ènìyàn ọ̀tọ̀ kì í parọ́.
How many of you know that God does not lie?
Àwa mélòó la mọ̀ wípé Ọlọ́run yìí parọ́.
How many of you know that if God says something, he meant it?
Ǹjẹ́ ẹ mọ̀ pé tí Ọlọ́run bá sọ nǹkan bẹ́ẹ̀.
Tonight.
Ní àṣálẹ̀ yìí.
I am prophesying.
Mo ń sọ àsọtẹ́lẹ̀ sínú ayé
rẹ̀. That whatever that has tarnished that your identity by the maker.
Ohun tí ó ti dúkọ tí Adẹ́dá fún ọ jẹ́ ni.
That thing.
Òun náà.
Either poverty. Either sickness, either lack of favor, either delay, either barrenness, either struggle that has made you or people not to see you as peculiar. I prophesy right now that thing must leave your life now in the name of Jesus. They said when we got to Canaan land, we were like grasshopper before them.
Nígbà tí àwọn dé ilẹ̀ Canaan, àwọn dàbí tata níwájú wọn.
We were like grasshopper.
Àwọn dàbí tata.
We cannot go again.
Ah, le lomo.
Ah, no, we can't go.
Ah, le lomo.
Go say, what are you talking about?
Ọlọ́run sọ pé kí lẹ̀ ń sọ yìí.
And of course, what they saw eventually change what God said. What they saw
ohun ti won so pa won ri ni
in Canaan land
ile Canaan
interrupted the intention of the manufacturer.
O gbegile ipinu Olorun fun aye won.
Are you listening to me? The man who produced Bajaj produced it for one man to ride, another man to be at the back. In Nigeria, Bajaj can carry 5 bags of cement. Are you with me? You are not here. Bajaj can carry 4 bags of rice.
Ẹni tó dá alùpùpù Bajaj ó ṣe láti gbé ẹnìkan níwájú ó sì tún gbé ẹlòmíràn lẹ́yìn ṣùgbọ́n ní orílẹ̀-èdè Nàìjíríà ó lè gbé àpò rice ìrẹsì.
So when that machine work for 3-4 months.
Lápapọ̀ wá ṣiṣẹ́ fún bí oṣù mẹ́rin tàbí oṣù márùn-ún.
The intention of the manufacturer of that machine is for it to spend at least 2 years without you changing the observer, without the machine having any physical problem, but because the one who was using the machine had seen the machine with another eye that it can carry load which it was not meant for load, so it will damage the lifespan of that machine.
Ẹni tí ó dá alùpùpù náà ó ṣe wípé kó gbé ẹnìkan pé ó lè lọ ọdún méjì ṣùgbọ́n nítorí pé àwọn ẹlòmíràn ti rí pẹ̀lú ojú ọ̀tọ̀.
What are you seeing? Somebody say, I am peculiar. I don't like the way you are sounding. Say it better. I know you are seeing your bank account now. No, stop looking at your account. Say, I am peculiar. Your landlord is after you for money, Abi. Forget about what your landlord is saying. Forget about what you are seeing. Forget about what you don't have. Forget about what people are saying. I am peculiar. That's why I told you. An understanding of motive, purpose, intention is expected to be in place at this time. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shout a better one.
Hallelujah.
Okay. God has an idea of you before you are manifested in time. Did you hear that? God has an idea of you before you manifest in time. God has an idea of you before you manifest in time. So you are not a mistake. You are not an accident. You are not impromptu project. You are conceived in God before you are birthed in time. I am peculiar. I am so peculiar. Being peculiar means that you are designed to function in a specific way. The dictionary meaning of peculiar means something strange, something not normal. My God. So therefore, we are saying today, by the grace of God, that we will not function outside what the manufacturer has said of us. We were created from His idea within before He translated us into human being on earth. So He has an idea of us before He created us. You are here because you are peculiar. I want to announce to somebody, God sent you on earth to solve a problem He has given you answer to solve. Everybody that is on earth, they are specifically a solution to a problem that humanity are going to face. Shout, I am peculiar. You must say it until you believe it. I am peculiar. You know, life can make you feel like you are a failure. Your business may refuse to grow. Your investment may waste your money. Your family may see you as a failure. But I'm telling you tonight, you are calling yourself the wrong name. The manufacturer said you are peculiar. And I declare to you, everything about your life will begin to be peculiar.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. So you are conceived in God before you appear in time. So you are existing in God's idea before you manifest as human being. He has concluded who you are inside before the foundation of the earth. You are inside God. He sent you here to solve a problem. You are not normal. You are a strange being. Things may look normal on earth. God is not expecting you to be normal. Because your function is not to be normal. You are specific in nature. You are peculiar in nature. I am praying for somebody tonight that everything that God has made you to be, you will be in the name of Jesus. Let me show you something. In Kenya, there were particular tribe. This tribe, they go in their zoo or their no. There is game reserve, there is zoo. Zoo is where you catch the animals. Reserve is where they leave the animal and cage you. Are you following me?
If you want to zoo, there is pity one fear and when report one rob by ye and when report Cassie, Shugon came with tea and sorry, you need pity. Ile ti a fi sile ti awon eranko nje sugbon iwo o ni anfani lati lo sibe.
So the cage will now be for you so that the animal will not hurt you, but it is the zoo, it is the animal they will cage, and you will be the one who can walk freely so that they cannot touch you. But if it is reserved, the animals are left freely in the bush, you will be the one in the cage, either inside a car or in a net or something, so that when they try to attack you, you are safe. So therefore, there are particular tribes in Kenya. Why they try to trap every other person, or they say enter a car that no tiger or lion can destroy, so that you can be watching them while the car is driving. So you will see lion walking around in game, you know, in that reserve. Now, this tribe, they don't enter a cage for any animal. They will walk like this in the midst of the animals. Even lions see them run away.
And
so investigation was conducted. Lions are devouring human beings. People run for life. Why are lions not killing this tribe? Every other tribe in the land can run away from the lions. But this particular tribe, in fact, they will just be walking like this in the midst of the. So the investigation now revealed that the lions have now recognized that this tribe are the ones who are killing them. Please, are you here with me?
Don't
be cold on me. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So the animals have recognized this tribe, any one of them, both small and young, they already know them. That if they appear, it means their death has come.
And
so when lions see them or tiger from distance, they run away. Because as a teenager, before they can accept you to become a man, you must present the head of a lion. Not with gun. If you want to marry, part of your dowry to know that you are a man enough to have a wife is to present maybe 3 or 4 head of lions. So the lion has not. Okay. I'll see you later. When the lions see that, they already know that what they use in transaction is their fellow mate. So no lion want to die.
When nobody want to worry, want look at it. They want to nobody want one face a fair. Need to repay one over.
Kenya has a lot of tribes.
Kenya ni orish rishi eya bupo.
But there is a specific one.
Shukwan eya kongwa. Do
you know you are like that here on earth? I wish I was preaching to somebody here. You are not supposed to be normal. Everybody can see the devil and run. The Bible says he is roaring like a lion. He's not a lion. The Bible says you have the power to resist him. That's not normal. That's not normal. Because the devil has the power to control people on earth. But not you. Because you are not normal. You are strange. You are peculiar. Your function is not a normal functioning. God has made you to be different among the race of men. That's why the Bible says, ye are royal priesthood. Ye are royal holy nation. Ye are a peculiar people. No, normal. Somebody say, I'm not normal. Say it very well. If you don't believe it, nobody will believe you. You didn't hear that. If you don't believe it, nobody will believe you. You must first believe it that you are peculiar before people can see you as peculiar. Okay, let's run. Because we have a lot to cover. But please, am I communicating tonight? Are you sure? Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay, so because I need you to understand, it's a very big. When I start talking, you know, I started talking of love last week. I knew that I will not pass that topic anyhow. We are peculiar. Designed for a specific function. Specific function. Romans chapter 8, verse 29. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
Nitori awon eni ti o ti mo tele ni o si yan tele lati ri bi aworan omo re ki ohun ki o le ja ko bu laarin awon arakunrin pupo.
I told you, you are inside God before he formed you.
Mo so fun ko wa ninu Olorun ko to ti go da o.
So if I knew you,
nitori po ti mo tele
before he created you,
ko to ti go da o.
So the Bible says, those he foreknew, he also predestinates to be conformed to the image of his son. So when you are inside God as an idea, he already decided in his mind that he's going to make you to be like Jesus on earth. He predestinated to be conformed to the image of his son, so that Jesus will be the firstborn. If there is firstborn, then there will be second born. Then there will be third born. Then there will be fourth born. Are you here with me? Oh my God. Shout hallelujah. Let me hear. So the Bible says, for God so loved the world. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. The reason why he gave those him as only begotten son is because it is through him. Let me go back to the scripture. He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among the brethren. Firstborn among the brethren. Are you here? The reason why Jesus came, he came as a firstborn. Excuse me, as the only son. As the only begotten son. But when he arrived, the purpose of his coming is to carry me and you and become like him, so that God will have more than one begotten son. You are not normal. Am I preaching in this house? John chapter 3 says he's the only begotten son. Romans chapter 8 said he's the firstborn, not the only.
Romo,
are you catching this? If he's the firstborn, when you introduce yourself to people outside and say, I'm the firstborn of the family, it means there's somebody else behind you. Are you catching this?
So
the Bible says, ye are
God.
Ye are joint heirs with Jesus. You are heir of the Lord. You are joint heir with Jesus. You know what that means? Everything that God owns belonged to Jesus alone before.
It's
only begotten son. But today, everything that God owns does not belong to Jesus alone. It belongs to both Jesus and I. It belongs to both Jesus and you. Somebody shout
hallelujah.
And Jesus made an announcement. In John chapter 17, he said, the glory that the Father has given to me, the glory that the Father has given to me, I have given to them. He was the only begotten son. So God said, I'm going to connect you to those peculiar people. They were in the earth, but their purpose is not to conform with the world. He said, those he has foreknew, he predestinates them to be conformed to his only son. And Paul said,
Paul,
you are interpreting your own. The people he sent on earth, he said he predestinated them to conform to his son. To confirm them with Jesus, so that Jesus will now become the firstborn. And then Paul said,
Paul was
in Romans chapter 12, in the book of Hebrews chapter 12, rather, not Rome, he said, do not conform yourself with the world, but be yet transformed by the renewal knowledge again. Light. The knowledge again. Are you here with me? Don't be conformed to the world. Because there is something else you are meant to be conformed to. I feel like I'm preaching to myself. Okay. Maybe you understand in the future. He cannot do that with ordinary people. He has to do it with peculiar people. Jesus was peculiar. So Jesus said, well, I have read the will in your ears. I have shown you every possibility that God has reserved for you.
I have told you
the possibilities in God.
I am the
firstborn. And
I
am going to die before you. So that I will still become the firstborn of the dead. Oh,
oh,
you are not following me. Those who are on earth, you are conformed to be like Jesus. But the people who are dead before the arrival of Jesus, that are in the grave, Jesus need to go into the grave and talk to them.
Yes,
and now die. Then he will become the firstborn, even of the dead.
Oh, I say, I want to
So in this case, those peculiar people, either they died 10,000 years ago, it doesn't matter. Either they died 5,000 years ago, it doesn't matter. Because Jesus came to this earth 2,000 years ago to confirm us. Peculiar people. Us when we were inside God as an idea. My God. So the same way Jesus was sent to this earth. That's how you are sent. I pray you get this revelation. You will not live your life anyhow again. Those are for me.
I want to be more shaggy.
He predestinates.
I want me Otinyo.
So Jesus said,
Jesus, so we pray.
I am your firstborn.
But yeah, copy, right?
Romans 8:29 says, "He is the firstborn of the brethren."
Roman, ori kejo ese koko di logos of
Rome.
Yeah, copy.
Rome, sir. Rome.
Rome, ori kejo ese koko di logos.
Then the Bible says, Bible
is we
he is the firstborn of the dead.
He
is the firstborn of the brethren. He is the firstborn of the dead. Oh my goodness. So Jesus went into the grave and said, Father
Abraham,
how are you? I am Jesus, the firstborn of the brethren. Do you believe that I am the Son of the living God? And Abraham said, yes, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. He said, you are part of the brethren. Are you here with me? He went to Isaiah. Isaiah, I know you are dead. 800 years before I arrive. But no problem. Do you believe that I'm the Son of the living God? I'm the firstborn of the brethren. I'm the only begotten Son. I'm sure Isaiah is going to say yes. I prophesy about you. I know that you are the one. Therefore, at the end of the journey, Isaiah is going to surrender. And then Jesus came out of the grave. A lot of things are coming, I'm trying, but you are not helping me to preach. You are helping me to preach. Maybe we should share the grace. Okay, rise up, let's share the grace. The Bible says,
we barely saw we pay.
Iku oru reka.
Your death, where is your sting?
Isa uku ishegu reka. Listen. This was after Jesus has finished the assignment in the grave. You know what that means? Ordinarily, death will have deprived those peculiar people who died before Jesus came. So, death taught It has had victory over the brethren who died before they hear the gospel of Jesus. You know what Jesus did? He went to the grave. And he told those who are dead before. He said to them, listen, I am the resurrection and the life. Let me borrow you life so that we can do meeting. And he gave them life. He said, stand up, let's talk. I am Jesus. Do you believe me as your Lord and Savior? And Abraham said, yes, I believe. He said, oh yeah, sleep. I'm coming back. The matter, he said, even though you are dead, I am the resurrection and the life. So, those people who died before I got to the cross, those people who died before Jesus went to the cross, death thought he has finished them. So Jesus appeared in the grave. He said, I didn't come here to sleep, I came to walk. You are not here with me. As Jonah spent 3 days and three nights in the belly of the fish, so shall the Son of Man. Was Jonah dead in the fish? You are not here with me. I am not in the grave to die. I am here to do a business. So death said, but the scripture says,
Bible is so weepy.
Hebrews chapter 9. It is appointed for a man but to die once. After which judgment comes. So my Savior said, death. Is that what you are saying? I created you in time. You don't function in eternity. My God. So listen to me, you dead. By time, you can conquer. But I am the Lamb who was slain before the foundation of your creation. Oh, am I in message from mission? I am here before I created you. Oh my God. My God. That's why the Psalm. Are you ready for this? The psalmist says, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, O ye everlasting door, that the King of glory. You know, this thing is pushing me somewhere. I didn't want to talk of that glory, because that glory is something else. King of glory. He went into glory. He went. The King of glory. Lift up your head, O ye gates, for the King of glory has come. And death said, who is that King of glory? You know, I told you that death challenged Jesus in the grave. Let me close that chapter. It looked like it's too much for you to handle. So let me go. So Jesus became the firstborn of the brethren. Yes, he also became the firstborn of the dead.
Yes,
so when he was going, he said, don't worry. I will send the comforter to you. He will not talk of himself. He will talk of me. And pick everything I told you to remind you again. Listen. So he said, are you ready for this? How God anointed Jesus with what? Holy Spirit and power. Are you here with me?
Bí Ọlọ́run ṣe fi àmì òróró yan Jésù pẹ̀lú ẹ̀mí mọ́ àti agbára.
Acts chapter 10, you know that story. How God anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Spirit and
ẹ̀mí mímọ́ àti kíni àti agbára.
So if you are alive,
tí o bá jẹ́ lóòótọ́ ló wà láàyè.
The Holy Spirit,
ẹ̀mí mímọ́,
which is Jesus unlimited,
tí ṣe Jésù láì ní gbèdéke.
Ah, these things are okay. The meaning of Holy Spirit is Jesus unlimited.
Ètùmọ̀ ẹ̀mí mímọ́ ni Jésù Kristì tí ò ní òdiwọ̀n òdiwọ̀n.
I am going now as a limited version. I will return as unlimited version. So for you who are alive,
I will
be the Holy Spirit. Listen, when I go to the grave, I will return as the Holy Ghost. Oh, are you here with me? Have you ever thought what's the difference between the Holy Spirit and the Holy Ghost? Yes. When he's here,
he's
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
When he went to the grave, he became the Holy Ghost. Oh my goodness. Therefore, he is the firstborn of the brethren, Holy Spirit. Is also the firstborn of the dead, the Holy Ghost. Oh my God. You are peculiar. Go and read your Bible. After Jesus went to the grave,
he
stopped talking of the Holy Spirit as the Holy. They changed the name. In the book of Acts, he became the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. He has been to the grave. He returned. A name has been altered. He has a shift. He has another identity. He is not dead. He is still holy. Even though he went to the grave, he is not defiled or decayed. He is not corrupt. The Bible says, his seed shall not see corruption.
David said it.
I will be so unhappy with you if you don't understand this and you didn't call me. Are you here with me? Am I communicating? Okay. So peculiar people. You see how peculiar you are? Peculiar. 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 He said, the people who are crying for what to eat, what to drink, what to wear, is they are the normal people. You seek for the kingdom.
Why job or
every other thing that left shall be added.
Only alfi
kufuan. Normal people are the one crying to God. Oluwa fun mi lonje fun mi laso fun mi lowo. That's normal people prayer.
Awon eniyan lasan ni won ke pe Oluwa fun won gbo nkan.
Peculiar people.
Ba awon eniyan to.
They focus on Jesus.
Afojusun won je Jesu.
The author and the finisher of the matter.
Olipulese ati alase.
This is the alpha of my life.
Oni olipulese.
Devil cannot be the omega now. He is alpha omega. There is no space in between. He is not alpha and omega. That's a wrong translation. He is alpha omega.
O je ebere opin.
Mama, am I communicating? You know, I'm going somewhere. I'm still in introduction. Am I permitted to continue? I'm telling you, I'm still in introduction.
I am Lorini. I see what.
For those if are new, He predestined to be conformed to the image of his son.
So that
he is made the first born of the brethren. Romans 8:29. So that they can be conformed. So Jesus said,
Jesus, are we going?
If you have been conformed,
bet your body repeat our more.
The works that I do,
I want you to see this shame.
Oh, Bakarane Mukusi Bredekete Heshiata. If you have been conformed, John chapter 14, the Bible says in verse 12, my God. This thing is shocking me like Ogogoro. Shocking me like Ogogoro. Mamukumi katiba kata kata kata. Oh, ye keski pray de keshka baya. Oh, tuji ya malaye.
Amen.
Can you see verse 12?
Shale wese gigila.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than this shall he do, because I go.
Lo to ni mo wi fun yin enikeni to ba gba mi gbo ise ti emi se ni won o se pelu ise to tobi ju won yin lo ni won yo se nitori pe mo lo sodo baba mi.
Look at this statement. Because I go to my father. But when Jesus went to the grave, is somebody in this church? Shout hallelujah if you are here. When he was going in John chapter 14, telling them, I'm going to my father. So the Bible says, when he got to the grave, he finished his assignment. The third day he came out. He told Mary Magdalene, go and tell my brethren that I go to my father and your father. Oh my God, you are not here. I am going now to my father and your father. Not my father again. In John chapter 12 is here to die.
14,
John 14 is here to die. But when he died, he stopped calling God his father. He became my father and your father. The work of conformity is satisfied.
Is the arakan at Mushe.
So when God look from the heavenlies, he's looking at 3.5 billion Jesus on earth.
Oh, wow.
Oh my God.
He's
looking at 3.5 billion Jesuses.
He
not the only begotten son again. I am also his begotten son. Do you see how peculiar I am? Are you peculiar? No wonder the Bible says, ye a royal priest,
Olualufa.
The royalty there signify your tribe.
Ijoba ti o wa nibe o fi eya re han.
Oh my God. Ye are royal.
Iwo je omo oba.
Because he is the King of Kings. You cannot be less than prince and princesses.
Are
you listening to me? You are royal priesthood. Let me put my signature of character upon you. You are the holy nation. I told you anything that belongs to God, He always sign on it. Either you see great, or you see holy, or you see love. So glorious in your way. Did Jesus beg for bread? You see, you need knowledge. Praying for bread is not the right thing. The right thing is to know that you are not supposed to beg for bread. When you know that you are not supposed to beg, then you ask. Then you shall be given. Spirit keep blowing our way till I am more like you. Kamina kushke brede ketaya. How can I be poor? How can I be sick? How? How? Hey! Sir, if the Bible is not a lie,
see Bible you back there,
ha! Some things are reproach to the name of the Lord in our lives. If the Bible is not lying, if what I said today is true, nobody should be under the subjection of this world anymore. You are supposed to be at the top. And I prophesy by my office. As an apostle of the living God, I prophesy to you, everything ruling over your life that is not supposed to, I dethrone them today in the name of Jesus. Is God teaching you something tonight? Sit down. So, the purpose of our calling, that we that he foreknew, he predestinate, that we may conform to the image of his son. Now, we have succeeded in seeing that picture, that the reason why Jesus came, he came to conform us to his own image, that we may be able to be a brethren to Jesus and not a servant or slave to Jesus.
Whenever
you go to the place of prayer,
God, please have mercy upon me.
He's looking at you and say,
how am I war?
I'm a come.
But this one is ignored.
I don't come
like this.
Are you here with me? From tonight you will exercise authority.
Amen.
So Some of you will go to your house tonight. You will look at that sickness at their face. And say, I command you in the name of Jesus. Get out in Jesus' name. And it will leave.
Joseph grow.
Today we mark the end of poverty in some of you's lives. Today will be the last day of delay in your destiny.
Amen.
You remember why you are called? To show forth the praises. Poverty is a reproach, it's not a praise. You are not here. Sickness is a reproach. It's not a praise. Stagnancy is not a praise. It's a reproach. Hey! Ye are peculiar people who are called to show for the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. That light is His will for your life. No, will. He called you out of lack of will into His will. Brought you out of no heritage into heritages. You that you are not a people before. Verse 10, 1 Peter 2:10. Ye that are not a people before has now made a people. Look at what shook me there. Ye that have not found mercy before. Loju mercy laye eribi eleyi. Ye that have not found mercy before, but now has found mercy. I am prophesying to somebody. If two people can say better amen, by the mercies of the Lord, your story changes tonight. Your story changes tonight. Mercy will speak on your family. Mercy will speak on your business. Mercy will speak on your marital life. Mercy will speak upon your finances. Mercy will speak over your projects. In the name of Jesus. Sit down. Listen. Maybe you don't know the meaning of the mercy there. Shall I round up or can I proceed? I'm hearing two voices. Other people are tired. We should share the grace. Okay. The Bible says the priest appears before the holiest of holies once in a year. And they will kill an animal to beg God on your behalf. Next year they will come and beg him again. Another year they will come and beg him again. But the Bible says in the book of Hebrews, we enter the Holy of Holies once and for all. The Bible says he shed his blood, and that blood upon the ark of covenant, he now sat down on mercy seat. If you now offend him, he said, boy, I saw what you did, you can go back home. I settled the matter. I have paid your bill. Oh my God, I pay your sin, the bill of your sin from the past, present, and future. I am sitting at the mercy seat. Once and for all, the people who have not been been obtained mercy before. The price for mercy is the blood of Jesus. In the Old Testament, when they slaughtered the animal, the mercy is as an expiring date. It will run and expire. It will run and expire. But when the blood that is above every other blood, a blood without sin, a blood of God Himself, was shed upon the cross, the Bible says He paid the price once and for all.
Hallelujah.
What is this, God? The Bible says, so that you will not quickly forget what He did for you. We do not have an high priest. It was an high priest that was offering the animals, but a temporary mercy. But now we have a better priest. You are here with me. We do not have an high priest who is not taught by the feelings of our infirmity. So anytime you do wrong, and you remember, I'm not supposed to do this. And you quickly go. You want to carry a goat or a sheep or when you get there, God say, for you coming, it means you have realized what you did was wrong. Don't worry. My name is also an advocate. You are not here. So when the accuser of the brethren appeared before God and said, oh God, when he was preaching, he said something more than he should say it. So I brought his case to report him to you. So God will say to him, did you see where I'm sitting? I'm not on the judgment seat now. I am seated in the mercy seat permanently. So I hear what you say, but unfortunately, I am not on judgment seat. I am on mercy seat. Ezekiel, offend me, Oda Motiga. I am an advocate.
Moje alagbawi.
Even if your father offended God, your generation has been enemy of God, I have a good news for you tonight. That Jesus has left judgment seat in the Old Testament. Listen, oh my goodness. He's going to sit down on that mercy seat until rapture happens. So even if your generation are under curse, I am here to announce to you tonight that mercy is speaking for you today. Mercy is not what you work for.
It's
what He paid for. Are you with me?
Share God me.
So the Bible says,
we
are peculiar people. He called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. He now reminds you who you are. That prays and there's no answer. Because God is responding from the judgment seat. But now that you have become a peculiar person, He's responding from the mercy seat. Are you here with me? You called me before, I didn't respond because what you are asking from me belongs to the children. It belongs to the peculiar people. Are you here with me? But now that you are now a people,
ṣùgbọ́n nísìnyí wọn náà ti di àwọn ọmọ.
That food you are asking for,
oúnjẹ tó ń béèrè fún ni,
mercy provide it.
Àánú ti fi fún ọ.
That health you are looking for,
ìlera pípé tí o wà,
mercy supply it.
Àánú ti fi fún ọ.
Are you listening to me? Because the Bible says, by his stripes we are healed.
Èdè tí Bíbélì sọ pé nínú àìlera rẹ̀ ni a mú wa lára dá.
I think you've gotten enough tonight.
Mo rò pé. Sugar, sir.
Jesus paid the price.
Ọlọ́run sanwó ìdíyelé.
So the Bible says,
Bíbélì sọ wípé,
if we mistakenly offend him,
tàbá wa tẹ̀ wá ṣe ṣe Ọlọ́run,
we have an advocate.
A ní alágbàwí kan, alágbàwí.
Omi kuba kataya katala. Being a peculiar person is more than what you know. I'm telling you. You are supposed to wake up in the morning and say, thank you, Jesus.
O ya ko jilo wura ko yan ko ni Jesus o seun o.
You are looking at yourself.
Ko wa ma wura re. Tiyanu tiyanu.
Baba. What do you? This is too much now. Moreover, there's no food to eat at home.
No,
because you think food is greater than the God. God, listen to me.
Bobby.
Maybe I should give you deliverance tonight. How many of you want deliverance this night? How many of you want deliverance? Let me show you. You are asking God for food.
Food
may never come. You are asking God for house. House may never come. Because what the scripture says about that,
it
says other people will plant, you will reap. What's the address of this church? Where I am? Is this Mercy Drum Mission? Are you sure? Other people we plant. Those peculiar people he took from Egypt. He said, I will bring you to a land flowing with honey and milk. They will plant. You won't be the one to plant. Your purpose is to harvest their plantation. Listen. He said they will build their houses. You will inhabit the house. Oh, am I communicating tonight? Whoever is holding your benefit on earth, whoever is controlling your finances right now, whoever is controlling what you eat or what you don't eat, whoever God has put the check to fill all you need to his hand, I prophesy tonight that person is coming to deliver. The Bible says the wealth and the riches of the Gentiles belong to us. Let them go and do the work. There is a God in heaven who cannot lie. He's not talking to everybody. He's talking to peculiar people. I prophesy tonight, everything that belongs to you is coming to you now. I've not touched my message. Everything I preach is still the introduction. So we make the next one part 5. The body of the message will be part 5. He said, give me Matthew chapter 6.
Matthew Orikefa.
He said, give me verse 23, I think. Can you read? Let's read it louder together. Matthew 6:23. Yes? Yes, 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 yes. We need to run fast. Is it projected? Okay. 1, 2, let us go. Oh yeah, read. Let the Yoruba people read their own, please. Oh yeah? Please, sorry, let's speak English again. Yes? Yes? Yes. Yes. Continue. Yes. Yes. He will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Ele sin Olorun ke tun ma si mammon ni. Ele ma wa Olorun pelu gbogbo agbara yin ke tun ma wowo pelu gbogbo agbara yin. It's contradicting. Okay, let's go further. Yes, 25. Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought. Are we reading together?
Yes, sir.
Read louder. Take no thought for your life. What ye shall eat, or what you shall drink, nor what ye shall put your body, what ye shall put on, is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Are you not better than the food you are looking for? Ah, my God. You are looking for table, chair, bed in your house. God does not give table. What God gives is tree. Yes. He plants tree for you. You are the one to make the tree your table. And your bed. And your chair. Are you listening to me? Oh God, give me table. Wrong prayer. He doesn't give table. Just because Jesus did some furnishing work does not make God your carpenter. He supplied the tree, you cut it down and make your table. God does not give the food, He gives you the seed, and then the seed becomes the fruit. Am I communicating here? Is the body not more than the food? Can we go further, please? You are going somewhere. Yes. 26. Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father, yes, feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? What God is saying is, birds who are flying never prayed one day for food. They don't walk. And yet you are walking, still you can't eat. Ah, that's a curse.
Hello.
Interpret.
Yes.
Your father, your own father.
Baba, you
are even walking. And there is no food to eat. That's a curse. The Bible says, he that does not walk should not eat. So if you are walking, you must eat. Let's run. The Bible says you are better than the bird. It means if he's feeding the bird, he will feed you better.
That's 27.
Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for the raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, they toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass, when it all ba se ewe ko ni ogo ton ton manaman ton ni color lori sirisi abeyin le paint ewe awon koriko to wa nugo se le fun won color awon flower yen ko. If God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? That's deficiency of the word, because faith comes by hearing the word. So that's deficiency of the word. Take tonight. You are going to take your life serious. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? Whither what shall we be clothed? For after all these things, do the what? Do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. I think it's a good place to pause the message so that we continue next week. Because the body of the message will take us another 2 hours. So let me not go there. If he said your heavenly Father will take care of you, and now you are lacking.
So that's a paper by it in Benyon, you told you ready to see to why you're lying.
Something is wrong.
Oh, God, go to you.
Number one is either you are not yet in the peculiar category. Number two, maybe you are still begging for food. Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? I say, are you listening? Either you are not part of the peculiar people, or lack of knowledge is destroying you. Are you listening? If you begin to walk in this understanding, this light, when you are sleeping, people will lose their sleep to help you. People you don't know, people you didn't serve,
I want to go see,
they will pay you. Yes. God will take what you put in their hand. Because you are his people. He will give to them.
You are fifth one.
Oh my God. It looked like God was not with them in Israel, in Egypt. After 430 years. God said to them, you thought, I said, God said to them, and he told them, ask everything you need. So the problem was that they didn't ask all this while. Not from God. From the people who hold what belongs to them. Tonight, whoever is holding your blessing, both fire, both thunder, God will return it back to you. Before we pray, if you are here tonight and you have been living a normal life and you are expecting different results, you didn't know you are peculiar, so you join sinners to sing. To sing,
lati korin,
to dance,
lati jo,
to eat,
lati je,
to drink,
lati mu,
to live their life,
lati gbe aye won.
Well, everything I've said tonight does not concern you.
Gbogbo ti mo ti so lale yi ko kan.
You have pride.
Oni gberaga.
You lie.
Wa ma paro.
You steal.
Wa tun ma jale.
You fornicate.
Wama sheban shaga.
He's waiting for you.
Ori tire.
Ye that are not his people.
I what ye tia kiche ni ore.
But now are a people.
Shubani si ye etiye ni ore.
Ye that have not obtained mercy.
E ite o tiria anubari.
But now have obtained mercy.
Shubani si ye etiria anuba.
The Lord want me to pray for you tonight. You are saying, Pastor?
Yes, okay.
Even though I'm a pastor too. But what you told me tonight, I found out that I'm the reason why my life has not made a meaning. I want to surrender my life to Jesus. Because that's what will make you his brethren. That's what will make you to be joint heir with him. That's the only way you can inherit everything he owns. Many of us have said, I give my life to Jesus, but you are still living the life of sin. You know, I said it, you are in the darkness. It's not possible to show forth his praise in the darkness. So everybody rise on your feet. You want to give your life to Jesus tonight? You are saying, sir, but today I have known the truth. I am disappointing myself and I'm disappointing God, because God expects me to live my life like Jesus lived his life. I want to give my life to Jesus. Or I want to rededicate it. The people who are watching now, who are here, and those who are going to, who are watching online, if you want to give your life to Jesus, sin is a reproach. It will deny you of God's blessings. God will not treat you like a child. I'm going to count three. Don't look at anybody, look at yourself now. If you want to surrender your life to Jesus, or you want to rededicate, we don't beg people here. It's your life. I'm going to count three. Lift up your hand. If you want to give your life to Jesus or you want to rededicate it. I'm sincere with you, your life is personal.
Mo tẹ́ olóòmọ̀ ń sọ òdodo fún ọ ní àṣálẹ̀ yìí ayé rẹ ìwọ nìkan ló dàgbé o.
So if you like, you listen.
Tó bá wù ọ́, o lè gbọ́.
It's your choice.
Ó jẹ́ ohun tí o yàn.
I'm counting one.
Kàbá yìí, ení.
I've realized tonight.
Òye ti yé mi ní àṣálẹ̀ yìí.
You know, many of us have blamed God for not answering our prayers.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ wa àti bu Ọlọ́run nítorí pé kò dáhùn àdúrà wa.
Forgetting that we are the one who have not positioned ourselves to where He can help us.
A kò sí àti ti gbàgbé pé àwa gan ni àfira wa sí ipò tí Ọlọ́run yóò gbà fi ràn wá lọ́wọ́.
I'm counting two.
Mo tún kà èjì.
If you are lifting up your hand, please do it very well.
Tó bá yẹ pé lóòótọ́ lo ìnáwó rẹ sókè, ká sókè dáradára.
Very well.
Kasoke daradara.
You are not doing it to me, and nobody is looking at you.
Because
it's your life.
Aye, ready.
Two.
H.
Last chance for tonight.
Anfani. Stokey.
Three. Will you kindly place your hand on your chest?
Do
you know that Jesus loves you? Will you say, Lord Jesus? Tonight, I realize that I am a sinner. And I have not lived to your expectation. Forgive me. Tonight,
ni asale yi,
I accept you as my Lord and Savior.
Mo gba o gẹbi Oluwa ati Olugbala mi.
I rededicate myself to you.
Mo tu ara mi fiji fun Oluwa.
I will follow you henceforth.
Mo ma tele o lati sin yin lo.
As my Lord.
Gẹbi Oluwa.
And as my Savior.
Ati Olugbala mi.
Thank you, Father.
E seun baba.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus, Oluwa wa.
Let me pray for you now.
Aye, King Badra, for you.
May the Lord forgive your sins.
Okay, Olorun ko dariji.
May the Lord accept you once again.
Amen.
As you have confessed him in the assembly of God's people, I pray that he will show you mercy.
Amen.
Your life will take a new turnaround.
Amen.
It shall be well with you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Okay. Can you celebrate the Lord Jesus for those souls? After the service this night, I would recommend that mommy should see those converts, please, personally. Please, you have to stay. I want to see you. And this has to do with, we don't want to keep falling. So we need an insight into how to live a victorious life as a Christian.
Ah, be kama shubu sha, kama dide kama shubu anilo afojusun ni ona ti a le gbagbe gbe aye wa.
Please, mommy, I want you to see them and let them understand how to live a daily victorious life in relationship with Jesus.
Ninu ibasepo pelu Olorun.
So please, those converts, make sure you see
every week be
mommy before you go this night.
Eri mama wa ko do di pe lo ni asale
yi. I want us to pray a prayer before we go.
E gbadura kan ki a to lo.
Then I will pray for you.
Won si wa gbadura le lori.
And what's this prayer?
Adura wo ni a o gba?
I told you that God has an intention for your life.
O so pe Olorun ni ipinu fun aye re.
He said, mine, I know my thoughts towards you.
Only mo mo ero mi sin.
You may not know it, but me, I know it.
Eyin le ma mo ṣugbọn emi mo.
It's a thought of peace and not of evil.
O je ero alafia fi se ti bi.
I have a thought for you.
Mo ni ero kan fun yin.
Okay, can you celebrate Jesus for all our combat again? The Spirit said we should do that. Celebrate them again. Those who give their life to Jesus this night, the Lord said, I shall announce to you that He's happy with your decision. And He will come true for you. I thought you should celebrate.
But...
So,
God has an intention for your life.
Ọlọ́run ní ìpinnu fún ayé yín.
And the wisdom is to make that intention of God known and visible in our lives.
Ohun tí ó jẹ ọgbọ́n náà ni pé ká jẹ́ kí ìpinnu Ọlọ́run kó farahàn nínú ayé wa.
And tonight it will manifest.
Ní àṣálẹ̀ yìí yóò farahàn ní tòótọ́.
Are you ready tonight?
Ṣé ti ṣe tán?
Lifting up hands is scriptural.
Èèyàn káwọ́ sókè, a ó wà nínú Bíbélì bẹ́ẹ̀.
It's a sign that Lord, you are the only one who can help me. I surrender.
Ó jẹ́ àpẹẹrẹ pé kí a sọ pé Olúwa, mo jọ̀wọ́ ara mi fún yín, ìwọ nìkan ló lè ràn mí lọ́wọ́.
So lift up your two hands.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká káwọ́ wa méjì sókè.
Tonight.
Ní àṣálẹ̀ yìí.
And say, Lord.
Pé Olúwa.
Either my ignorance.
Bóyá ìyà òpè, yálà ìyà òpè mi.
All my sin.
Tàbí ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ mi.
That has hindered me to enjoy your plan for my life.
Tí ó ti dí mi lọ́wọ́ láti gbádùn ètò rẹ fún ayé.
Let your mercy restore me.
Jẹ́ kí àánú rẹ kí ó fún mi.
I want your plan for my life to start to manifest.
Mo fẹ́ kí ìpinnu rẹ fún ayé mi kó bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí farahàn.
Open your mouth and begin to pray.
Láìnú rẹ kí bẹ̀rẹ̀
sí farahàn. Like you are serious now.
Ẹ̀kú
ìskúpra tàkà sí Adàbáyà. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Bekus ke prada gada gada gada. Oh, pray. Whatever. Whatever. Yes.
Please pray it again.
Lord.
Ọlọ́run.
I'm depending on your mercy tonight.
Mo gbẹ́kẹ̀ lé àánú rẹ ní àṣálẹ̀ yìí.
Let me show you something.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí n fi nǹkan kan hàn fún wa.
There was one of my sons in the Lord who was serving me in the past.
Ẹ̀kan lára àwọn ọmọ mi ní Olúwa kan tó ń sìn mí nígbà àtijọ́.
So at that time, me and my wife, we decided, we said, we will make sure.
A pè nínú ọkàn wa, èmi àti ìyàwó mi, pé a nílò láti jẹ́ pé.
We will be the one to fund his wedding.
Pé àwa ni a ó ràn lọ́wọ́ láti ṣe ìgbéyàwó.
So I was already ready, you know, saving money, preparing that this boy, I must reward him with wedding.
Money.
Because I don't think anybody has served me again like that up till now.
Mi
he's still serving me.
Ẹni kan ti sì mí bó ṣe sì mí tó.
While I was planning.
Nígbà tí mò ń pinnu, tí mò ń gbìyànjú.
Then he impregnated a lady.
Ó wá fún ẹnìkan lóyún.
So he spoiled the show.
Ó wá pa gbogbo rẹ̀ jẹ́.
I could not help him again.
Mi ò wá lè ràn lọ́wọ́ mọ́.
My plan for him was interrupted by his error.
Ètò mi fún ayé rẹ̀, àṣìṣe rẹ̀, ó pé gidi.
Your plan can interrupt, your error can also interrupt the plan of God for your life.
Àṣìṣe rẹ̀ ó lè gbé di ìpinnu Ọlọ́run fún ayé rẹ̀.
But do you know the difference between me and God?
Ṣùgbọ́n ẹ mọ ìyàtọ̀ tó wà láàárín èmi àti Ọlọ́run.
Is that his mercy can step into the case.
Ṣé àánú Ọlọ́run lè tọwọ́ bọ ìṣòro náà?
That's your error.
Àṣìṣe rẹ̀ ni.
He can convert it to fashion.
Ó lè sọ di àrà.
You didn't hear that.
Oh God.
That's God.
Ọlọ́run ni ẹ.
He can use your error.
Ó lè lo àṣìṣe rẹ̀.
Your mistake.
Àṣìṣe rẹ̀.
He can make it beautiful.
Ó lè mú kí ó rẹwà.
If a lady got mistakenly pregnant and she got two or three children.
Kí obìnrin kan tó bá ṣàṣìṣe tó wá bí ọmọ méjì tàbí mẹ́ta.
As a man.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí ọkùnrin.
You may not want that kind of woman.
O lè má fẹ́rù obìnrin bẹ́ẹ̀.
But when mercy step into the matter.
Ṣùgbọ́n nígbà tí àánú bá tọ́ bọ ọ̀rọ̀ náà.
A man can come.
Ọkùnrin kan tiẹ̀ tọ́ wá.
And then the doctor had told him he can never ever impregnate another woman.
Ọlọ́run dókítà lè sọ pé kò tiẹ̀ lè fún obìnrin lóyún mọ́.
He will now be begging you, I beg, let your children become my children.
Jẹ́ kí àwọn ọmọ rẹ̀ yìí.
Are you here with me? He will marry you prestigiously.
Yo fio nishuloka.
Because you are his hope. You thought it's a mistake you made. When mercy step into the matter, they will beg you and please, with you and your children, I marry all together. Are you ready to pray tonight? Let's apply mercy into this matter. It has nothing to do with either you are educated or you are not educated. It has nothing to do whether you know people or you don't know people. It has nothing to do whether you make mistake or you didn't make mistake. It has nothing to do with your error or your perfection. When mercy step into your matter, ye that are not a people, you will become a people. Ye that are not peculiar, you will become peculiar. Say, Father, tonight, in the name of Jesus, by your mercy, let your plan for your love for my life begin to manifest. Oh, you are crying now. Oh, you are praying now. Pray louder. Pray very well. We say, Kete Kalabayada. Thank you, Father. The Lord will have me say to somebody that tonight your story has changed. The Lord will have me say to somebody here, even that which you are not qualified for, mercy qualify you tonight. Listen. If I be a man of God, without connection, without lobbying, without knowing people, strangers will come to the aid of your life.
Amen.
Such as I have, I can
give.
I know that there is a signature of mercy over my life. You may not know this. I know it. I know that there's the signature of favor over my life. Such as I have. As many as of you who believe in this grace and this
option,
from tonight, on your life, signature of mercy becomes obvious.
Amen.
Signature of favor becomes obvious.
Amen.
You know, something happened today.
Oh, gosh,
somebody was reminding me of an incident that happened not long ago. I helped a company to monitor a project. So the person I gave the contract to now make mistake. What of millions? So they now took the reports to the company and say, I did not do the work well.
Me,
I went for mission work. So the Oga Patapata at the company.
And it told Oga Ileise no Patapata.
Now say, okay, you said Mr. Ezekiel did not do it well.
It's okay.
Please call him. Tell him to help us fix it. We pay the money. I'm talking to you that such as I have.
So
today somebody now refer to the case again. And say, Kai, what happened? It's not smart, you know. But the company now say, I now said, I'm not interested in the matter again. The company said, no. You are the one we want. To do it for us. But we will pay. If your faith is upright, I prophesy this into your life. Where ignorance, error, sin has kept you behind
your mate,
the signature of mercy, such as I have, will take you further now.
Your mother, so
your certificate will not matter. Your English will not matter.
If it is for
your age will not matter. Mercy will recommend you. Your life will turn around. People will help you. Angels will help you.
Amen.
The people we know, you know, we help you.
Amen.
Those you don't know, we help you.
Amen.
Your life is changing from tonight.
Amen.
Next week you will come with testimonies.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed.
Amen.
We believe that you've been richly blessed through this message. For prayers and counseling, please contact the ministry on 0703-914-2529 or 0802-090-1803. Mercy Throne Missions, recruiting God's future generals for purpose with passion and power.